Hello, this is Iris Carden. Welcome to the podcast that accompanies the iriscardenauthor.net website. Baby Photos by feline writing buddy Princess Cat. I know I'm a pretty kitty because my human always tells me I am. My human and I were looking back at my baby photos, and I was a cute baby as well. I'm a big 5-year-old cat now, but when I first came here, I was only 3 months old. My human and I met at a pet shop. She said she was on her way to the shelter to look at rescue cats, but passed a pet shop that had a sign saying, Ragdoll Kittens. So she came to the pet shop instead. There was only me and one sister from my litter still at the shop. I was more interested in getting to know the human and the upstairs human who was with her. So I left that place and the tiny cage and came to live in my forever home. To start with, the human was a bit worried about how I'd get on with my doggy sister Fanta and how I'd cope with this new place. So she tried to shut me in the bathroom until I got used to just that one room where my litter tray and food were. I didn't like that a bit. The human and the upstairs human both came to visit me often, and my human brought a ribbon and we played together with it. She's given me lots more toys, but I still keep that first ribbon because I love it. Well, I cried so much about being stuck in the bathroom, the human gave up and let me out, but watched very closely when I was with Fanta. That's when she learned that Fanta loves babies. Fanta acted more like my mother than my big sister. She was always fussing over me, and we spent all our time together. We had a game that scared the human. I would tap Fanta's paw with mine and then run. Fanta would chase me and tap me with her paw, and then I would chase her and tap her. The human stopped us, had us sit down, and explained that Fanta was so much bigger and might hurt me by accident if she got excited. We listened to her very attentively. When she finished talking, I tapped Fanta's paw and ran. After Fanta caught me, she picked up one of her toys, took it to the human and shook it. She was telling the human she knew the difference between a toy and a baby cat. Fanta doesn't run around with me quite as much anymore. The human said I have to make allowances for fat middle-aged ladies. I don't know if she was talking about Fanta or herself. So that's the story of how I got my forever home and my forever family. Oh, I looked for baby photos of Fanta, but she was already a grown-up when she came here. I'm sure she was a cute baby too. About Princess. Princess is a seal point ragdoll cat. Her hobbies include naps, waking the human in the middle of the night, tummy tickles, knocking things off shelves, evading grooming, petty theft, stealing paintbrushes, pincushions, etc. Her special skills include jingle ball and fluffy mouse chasing. Her key goal in life is to be adored by everyone, but not actually touched unless she specifically requests it. She is never allowed outside, partly to protect wildlife, partly to keep debris out of her hair, and mostly because she is so naive she wouldn't survive 5 minutes outside. Also known as Pretty Kitty and Snuggle Cat. Commercial time. If you like the poetry and the pet posts on this podcast, you might like Poetic Pets, which is a collection of cute and simple poems about a collection of cute and simple pets. Poetic Pets by Iris Carden is available at most online bookshops. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll see you next time.